I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We begin today in Colombia, where a congregation is mourning the loss of its young leader. And make sure you stick around for an invitation waiting for you at the end of today's broadcast. Find your place in these stories and more on Mission Network News. A guerrilla group in Colombia recently assassinated a Christian pastor. This isn't the first time radicals have taken violent action since striking a peace deal with the Colombian government last September. Greg Musselman from Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the persecution of Colombian Christians isn't stopping.
There's some elements of the peace process that has worked, but when you consider that some of these FARC guerrillas have been involved in this for many years, they're refusing to go along with the peace process.
Musselman explains that guerrilla fighters see Christians as obstacles to what they're trying to accomplish in Colombia.
They're a communist group that are trying to bring equality to the people, but they're using very violent and illegal means to do that. These pastors are preaching to their young men and young women and saying, look, don't join these groups. They're dangerous. It goes against, you know, the teachings of the Bible. And so these pastors are targeted by these groups that are trying to shut them up from talking about to these young people again about not joining these very dangerous and violent groups.
According to Musselman, when a pastor is assassinated, congregations tend to break apart or grow stronger depending on what they've been taught in church services. Please pray the Lord will prepare believers and give them strength to stay unified amidst persecution. And with that event in mind, our next guest wants you to know there's more to Colombia than violence and death. It's also a place where God's Spirit is moving. Hans Daza Bolaños leads the work of Crossroads Prison Ministries in Colombia. Through an interpreter, he says many prisoners are encountering Christ's love through their work.
The students, the prisoners, have been overjoyed and have said to me, we have never had anyone pray for us by name like this. We have never had anyone write to us personalized letters of encouragement. We've never had anyone do that before. And this really encourages the prisoners, and it really makes them feel like somebody cares.
First, prisoners enroll in Crossroads Bible study programs. Then their lessons are reviewed by local church members. Those believers also write and send letters of encouragement.
In the last year and a half, we have impacted about 600 students in one penitentiary in Bogota, Colombia, where we have the potential opportunity to work with 5,000 students. And there's also a huge potential in other parts of the country as well.
Find this story and help Crossroads reach more prisoners in Colombia at missionnews.org. And February 28th is the Collegiate Day of Prayer. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship Tom Lynn explains.
The Collegiate Day of Prayer actually traces back all the way to 1823. It's something that college students and campuses have been doing for many years now, just setting aside a day to pray, especially for spiritual awakening on colleges and universities across the country. And it's something that, you know, even in 2019, we're continuing. So February 28th, Thursday, we're setting aside that day to pray for college campuses around the country and to encourage churches, individuals, campus ministries, many of our friends and ministry partners to pray on that day.
InterVarsity prays daily for campus ministry and revival on campus, but on Thursday, it would love for you to join them in praying for students as a united community.
This is sort of a special invitation that, you know, we want everyone to be praying for the college campus, not just the students who are literally there every day. So I do hope, and I want to encourage many who are hearing this to participate on this February 28th.
Please pray for God's work on these college campuses. We've got the details for more ways to get involved with InterVarsity and other stories in today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.